Just one halakha from Rav Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Yitro, Mahalakha Aleph. Me'achar she'tefilah hi b'mkom ha'korban, u'peh ha'adam b'mkom ha'mizbeach. So Rav Ben Ish Chai says that the prayers are instead of the korbanot, and the mouth of a person is the mizbeach, where the tefilah is rendered. Shebo makrib ha'korbanot, lachen tzadik lechaven b'tefilato k'neged bet ha'mikdash. Therefore, our prayers have to be directed towards the Beit HaMikdash and specifically the Kodesh Kodeshim where the Korbanot were brought up. Shesham Mizbeach Banui. That's where the gates of heaven are. If a person is praying outside of Eretz Israel, so he should face during the Amidah towards Israel. שנאמר ותפללו אליך דרך ארצם ויכוון גם כן your כוונה should be while you're directing towards Eretz Israel in your mind you're thinking towards Jerusalem towards the Beit HaMikdash towards the Kodesh Kodesh Kodashim והעומד בארץ ישראל יחזיר פניו כנגד ירושלים ובית המקדש. If you're in Israel already, now you face Jerusalem, meaning if let's say a person is praying in Tiberias, so he's in the north, so he prays to the south. Well, let's say he's in the south, he's in Be'er Sheva. So then he prays to the north, which means you always direct yourself in Eretz Yisrael towards Yerushalayim specifically. When a person's going on a plane towards Eretz Yisrael, he prays to the front of the plane. On the way back from Eretz Yisrael, he prays to the tail of the plane, because Israel is behind him. So he's always praying towards Eretz Yisrael. And then, of course, Yerushalayim, בית המקדש, קודש, 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 קודשים. ולכך, גם התפילות שהן דוגמת הקורבנות עולים דרך שם. ולכך נקרא בית המקדש תלפיות. The temple was called תלפיות. תל, or tell is a mountain. But the Gemara says, tell the mountain שכל פיות פונים שם. The mountain that all the mouths of Israel are directed towards. In תפילה. So the Ben Ish Chai writes, it's a good advice, so the people can remember this concept, they don't forget it, to write on a piece of paper. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodashim. And leave that paper in your Sidur. So at least when you're praying the Amidah, you'll be able to look at that paper and remember that you're going to be praying there. Today in the modern Sidurim that they make, they put all these options for us on the pages itself. You see this Sidur over here, the Sidur that we're using here, what is it called? The Avodat Hashem. Has it on the right into the introduction of the Amidah. Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodashim, Ala Kaporet, Ben HaKerubim, goes even further. So therefore it's a good item in order that you should at least remember that this is the direction you're supposed to be praying. Furthermore, we said, and this should be noted, that a person when he prays in different synagogues, you should not take it for granted that the Heichal is always facing Eretz Yisrael. It is very common that because of construction purposes and to make it easier to fit more space, the Heichal is facing a different direction. So a person should be cognizant to his direction, where exactly. If we're in New York, for example, so you're trying to pray east in order to face towards Eretz Yisrael.